A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. She was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, she grew in numbers. As Peter was passing through every region, he went down to the holy ones living in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been confined to bed for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." He got up at once, and all the inhabitants of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now in Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated is Dorcas. She was completely occupied with good deeds and almsgiving. Now during those days she fell sick and died. So after washing her, they laid her out in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs where all the widows came to him weeping and showing him the tunics and cloaks that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter sent them all out and knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to her body and said, "Tabitha, rise up." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. He gave her his hand and raised her up. And when he had called the holy ones and the widows, he presented her alive. This became known over all Joppa. And many came to believe in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. For he said, "For this reason I have told you, that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. So God intends that we become a new creation in and through our bodies. It's not about escaping our bodies or ignoring the bodies that we are. No, it's about becoming a new creation in and through our bodies. And that's why the Word became flesh. The Word did not become an idea or feeling or an experience or some kind of spirituality. No, the Word became flesh in order to infuse our human nature with his new life. And the implications are that we are given power to live out this new creation in and through our bodies right now. Now, how do we do that? We do that by eating the flesh of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Is this a hard saying? Yes, it is. Who would ever think that a piece of bread would become the resurrected flesh of Jesus Christ, and we are to eat this flesh? We become Christ. Christ does not become us. Now, how hard is this? Well, think about this. Only a third of Catholics believe that that Eucharist is the real flesh of Jesus Christ. Only a third. Think about if all the Catholics believed that that Eucharist was the flesh, how many people would actually come to Mass week in and week out? My question to them would be, or my question to Jesus, or Jesus to them would be this: why do you not believe? Do you also want to walk away?